And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino, along with Roman Oben, as we discuss the Giants' preparations for the Cincinnati Bengals. Quickly, a couple of updated injury notes that Tom Coughlin referred to. Chris Snee's ankle, on again, off again, will not practice today. Andre Brown has a shoulder issue coming out of the game the other day. He will practice, but Akeem Nicks, his knee has swelled up again. He will not practice. That becomes an issue with Eli Manning in a slump.
Yeah, with Snee's ankle specifically, with that running game, the pass protection, that right guard position is very, very important. And Hakeem Nicks, obviously, we haven't seen him in fifth gear since he started coming back. That knee is something a bit of a concern, so you've got to come out of this bye week, come out of this Bengals game going into the bye week with at least a little more time, but it definitely starts with how they do on Sunday.
And again, Roman, with Eli trying to get back on track, he admits that he's not playing very well right now. In his last three games, he's got one touchdown pass and four interceptions. That's a bit of an issue.
Yeah, and what we've seen the last 3 weeks, we've seen Eli Manning really be out of rhythm. You've seen some forced mistakes that he's thrown. You know, luckily for him, he's an accountable leader. He said, like, I can't put my team in that position. But one of the reporters alluded to the fact that this pitch and catch aspect of this offense has been missing. You're talking about one touchdown and four interceptions over the last 4 weeks. And so, you know, Eli Manning knows that this offense lives and dies with his ability to lead, his ability to find the open receivers, distribute the ball properly, and get this offense moving downfield, and that hasn't happened the last few weeks.
Is the fact that they were so good in hitting big plays hurting them now? They've got 9 field goals and 5 touchdown drives in the last 33 drives, not counting kneel downs. That's not a good percentage.
Well, when you start off drives with those play-action passes, you're almost believing that these big plays is how we're going to start off a drive, then we'll start running the ball, then we'll get in the end zone. But again, you find yourself around the 20, 30-yard line kicking field goals. And that's, look, you've got a Pro Bowl kicker this year, but the bad part about that is you're always kicking field goals. So, but the short passes are what are going to help. Ahmad Bradshaw has been open a lot of those checkdowns. There's nothing wrong with 8 yards, 7 yards, letting a runner run for another 5 yards. Martellus Bennett, that tight end. That's what the Giants' offense was built on. So you've got to do more of those things to improve that confidence of a struggling Eli Manning.
Roman, I'm going to give you a couple of numbers that defensive coordinators have to be looking at. Victor Cruz, so far, has been targeted 100 times this year with 31% of Eli's throws. All of last season, he was targeted 131 times for only 22% of his throws. Is that too much of a concentration?
Well, I mean, and it's only week 9. And last week, Victor Cruz was targeted 11 times, and the offense only had about 48 snaps. So that's a lot. And I think you know that the last 5 touchdowns have been thrown to Victor Cruz. Again, Nicks hasn't been in there. You've had a different lineup on the outside. I think you have to start to distribute the ball differently. Then you'll find a Victor Cruz with some higher percentage plays. Look, the Redskins game was great. That was a game winner. But you'll see more of that when the ball gets distributed to different guys evenly and defenses can't cue in on Victor Cruz.
All right. Now, Roman, the Giants running game is averaging in the middle of the league stat-wise, but they've been so inconsistent and up and down. 3 games this year, they've had less than 70 yards rushing. How much of a problem is that for Eli?
Well, when you can't run the ball well as an offense and you've got 3 good, capable backs in that backfield, when you can't run the ball well, it prevents you from going to play action. It prevents you from those dink and dunks. You know, your screen game, all those things have to improve as a result of the running game. You can't run the ball well, you can't throw the ball well either.
All right, Roman, let's go to our first Twitter question of the day, and it refers to the offensive line. We've got Saraceno, SJS0816, who wants to know, why was David Deal put back in as a starter? I thought the O-line was clicking better without him. When Locklear started from games 3-8, the Giants did not allow any sacks.
Well, first of all, let's be clear that Sean Locklear was brought here to start in case one of the tackles went down. He came in the season as a third tackle, and he's done a pretty good job. But David Deal, I think what he gives you, obviously he started a lot of games, he knows this offense, but in the running game, he's a bigger presence at the point of attack. He's also good in pass protection, so David Deal is still the guy. And as you know, Paul, you can't lose your job in the NFL to an injury. I mean, David Deal is the right tackle for the New York Giants.
Okay, let's flip it to defense now. And the Giants have had 4 games this year where they've given up over 140 yards rushing. That is totally unacceptable.
Yeah, you know, you've got to be better at the point of attack. Looking at this game, in addition to that Redskins game where they had to 2-gap a lot, so you've seen these running backs getting past the line of scrimmage before they're getting tackled, especially last week with Isaac Redman, a 3rd-string running back with that style in Pittsburgh. So the defensive line is better when they're penetrating, shooting gaps, and spilling all those runs using their athletic ability to their advantage.
And then passing defense, well, you know, they're still getting a lot of turnovers, but they're still giving up over 260 yards a game.
Yeah, and that's the feast or famine part of that secondary. You've seen a lot of different guys in, you know, your Coes and people like that coming in that secondary. So you've, you know, Prince Mukamoro's gotten better each week. So you're seeing the turnovers. Corey Webster's had turnovers, but again, Tony Romo, 415 yards last week. You know, this week, Ben Roethlisberger had a good game in the secondary. So you have to start to say that they've got to start to be a little bit better and play their men a little bit better and just tighten some things up defensively. You have to expect a better second half.
Well, and then even if those things work out, Roman, on specials, you heard Tom Coughlin talk about it. He hopes it's just a blip on the radar screen, but the Giants could not cover kickoffs or punts very well last weekend against the Pittsburgh Steelers. We're going to take a quick timeout and be back to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals. But first, let's get a listen to this message from Hackensack University Medical Center.
My name is Dr. Michael Farber, and I'm Medical Director of Executive Health at Hackensack UMC. And I'm here to talk to you today about the importance of a physical examination. By going for a full checkup, medical conditions may be uncovered and adequately addressed before problems develop. Blood pressure measurements on physical examination may detect hypertension, and blood work may reveal conditions such as diabetes and high cholesterol. Depending on age, certain diagnostic testing is recommended. Generally, at 40 years old, women should be screened for breast cancer by mammography. At 50 years old, men should consider blood testing for PSA, which will detect prostate cancer. At 50 years old, men and women should be screened for colorectal cancer. Of course, there may be some variability of when testing is performed based on age and family history.
And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. The Cincinnati Bengals have a pretty good quarterback in Andy Dalton. He's thrown 14 touchdown passes this year, 11 picks, which is tied for the third in the NFL. But the bottom line is, Roman, he's also completing well over 60% of his passes, and he's throwing a good deep ball.
Well, as we know, Andy Dalton was one of those quarterbacks coming out of college. You know, that spread system, can he adjust that game to the NFL? You've got Jay Gruden, who I know very well. He's a West Coast style, so he's taken that spread philosophy and integrated it into the West Coast offense, and Andy Dalton has responded well. I mean, he's an improving young player, and he's been a very big part of the success, at least the first half of the season when they went 3-1.
Yeah, A.J. Green has been a real deadly weapon for him. He's got over 50 catches this year, averaging 14.5 yards a catch, has seven 100-yard games, seven games with a touchdown catch and three 100-yard games.
Well, you know, coming off of Mike Wallace last week and the week before, those Dallas Cowboy receivers, the Giants have to face A.J. Green. I mean, he's as good of an athlete as there is at the receiver position in the NFL. You go back to last year, that acrobatic play that he made where he jumped somersaulted a guy into the end zone. you hope that you don't see that this week for the Giants. But, again, the type of talent that he brings to that receiver position, he can go 80 yards on any given play. He's a very, very dangerous receiver that the Giants will have to watch out for.
And Gresham at tight end, very underrated, and the right. Giants have had some trouble the last couple of weeks with tight ends. Gresham's caught at least 50 passes in each of the last two seasons.
Well, it's a formula that's working in the NFL. Everyone is really having a tight end that works the seam, that can stretch the field, that can draw attention from the safeties and the middle linebackers to clear the ways for your A.J. Greens and that running game as well. Gresham is going to be very critical for this game.
Defensively, Atkins and Johnson, two studs who get after the quarterback. That's why they have two dozen quarterback sacks.
Yeah, Atkins, Johnson, even Gaither, defensive line. That defensive line on the road now. Now you got to deal with crowd noise. You got to deal with that hostile Paul Brown stadium crowd. You know, for those tackles this week for Beatty and Deal, it's going to be very big to stop these guys. So that's why you're going to have to go short, get rid of the ball quickly, do the things to get away from that pass rush.
One thing, though, Roman, they have been targeted deep down the middle 22 times this year. That leads the NFL. Teams have completed 14 of those balls, so you can hit the Bengals deep, and you know that Eli Manning will be looking to do so. He's Roman Obin. I'm Paul Dottino. You've been watching Giants Press Conference Live, brought to you by Hackensack University Medical Center. We'll be back on Sunday right here on MSG with Opening Drive Live at 10 a.m.